The Ocean of Dua.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the different objectives of supplication. Prior to our discussion, we noted the fact that the set of transmitted supplications handed down to us, granted to us by the Almighty Allah through the Ahlul Bayt, through the words and thoughts of the Ahlul Bayt, is a very important thing to resort to. Because by this program, when we look at the different texts of the supplications of the Ahlul Bayt, we realize a system of education that is intentionally put in those words and beneath those words. So the first objective that we could count was the very fact that Almighty Allah is referred to as the absolute cause that no one ever is able to do with anything without his consent. The second objective was the fact that, of course, we know that the Almighty Allah is absolute cause, and of course, we believe that the infallibles are actually infallible. But the point is, why do they engage in supplication? Why do they even engage in supplication in the first place? And secondly, why do they engage in supplication so intensely that we are wondered? We are wondered why they engage in crying. Why do they engage in confessions? Why are confessions made by the infallibles when they are actually pious men? Why do they employ humbleness with pardon and flattery? Why do they need, and they state that explicitly, why do they need to be close to God? We said regarding this that we can provide two answers for this. Firstly, we should be aware that all these things that attributes that infallible imams have, like piety, like power, like knowledge, like glory, they all stem from God's will. And this is reflected in the supplications. And secondly, coming close to God, receiving that bottomless ocean of glory, and all these attributes make man so humble that he keeps on worshiping God, and he will never stop it. So the relation is like this. The more one realizes God and God's power, the less he will look at his own power. So there is a reverse relationship here. The more a person understands and recognizes the God's power, the less he will regard himself, the less he will look at himself, the more he will underestimate his words and actions and deeds. So this man does not care about the quantity of the worshipings he has had. He does not care about the quality of his actions. He knows whatever he has brought forth in the presence of the Almighty Allah is nothing. That is why he always considers himself as an obedient servant of the Almighty Allah. In Sabah's application, we read, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Glory and praise be to you, who is that knows your reality without being afraid of you. Man dha ya'rafu qadrika fala yakhafuk. Wa man dha ya'lamu ma ant fala yahabuk. And who knows what your reality is without being afraid of you.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo keshti onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad avaz balava as. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the merciful God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, dear listeners, paying attention to the answer we provided, two answers we provided for that question, this points to one fact. The point has put the traits and features of all the infallible ones in a special position and let the ignorant ones in the darkness. That is why we see the traditions say, وَمَنْ ذَا يَعْلَمُ مَا أَنْتَ فَلَا يَهَابُكَ. Is there anyone who knows your reality but he's not afraid of you? إِلَهِ مَالِي وَمَا خَطَرِي. Oh my God, who am I? And what is my value? هَبْنِي بِفَضْلِكَ وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيَّ بِعَفْوِكَ. Grant me your favor. Forgive me with your generosity. وَلَئِنْ أَدْخَلْتَنِ الْنَارِ لَأُخْبِرَنَّ أَهْلَ النَّارِ حُبِّي لَكَ. O God, if you throw me into hell, I will announce to the people of hell that I love you. And this statement shows that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam does not assume any right for himself. That is why he humbly says, Sayyidi, abduka bibabik. O my Lord, your poor servant has come at your gate. أَقَامَتْهُ الْخَصَاصَةُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْكَ. And this poverty has brought him here. Thank you for staying with us. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.